because we're not doing enough like self analyzing, like really taking that time to have that introspection, yeah. and also like look around culture and ask questions. I think we, within the Black community specifically, and within the Black church, there hasn't been a lot of spaces to like confront that toxic masculinity, and provide space for Black men to say like, hey, as a son of God, you can feel, beloved. So let's not get confused, because there's a part of your lived experience that's being inhibited when you've cut that part of yourself off. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we need to keep digging into.
Our biblical heroes, when you talk about men, they are all that. They weep. They cry. They cry out to God.
So
they
Jeremiah, we're back up. So can you lean back in with what you ended off with?
I don't know, man. I can't remember myself.
Biblical manhood. We need to know what biblical manhood is. That's where you left.
Oh, okay, so I was saying basically, biblically manhood is it's just a total opposite what she was trying to push. And her heart, honestly, her heart is in the right place, because she wants to see women to get married. She wants to see women not believe the lie of what the world's version of womanhood and feminism and all that is. So I get her point, but the person she's trying to uplift about what a man should look like is that it's toxic masculinity. It's, you know, I got the stuff. I got the money. I got this. I got that. And it's like, that's not appealing. Like, God sees through all that, bro. Like, he sees that man that's trying to mask that and the success of life and all that. He sees through all that. So, and what I say about biblically manhood is basically what you see in the Word of God. The men that are men of God in the Word, they were, like you said, one thing was like, I remember somebody talking about David, and how David was a warrior. You know what I mean? He had flaws. He had his stuff. He was a warrior, but he also wrote poetry. He also wrote and screamed out to the Lord about what he was dealing with and who he was. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we have to look at, for us as men, we have to look at biblically manhood. And then also for the ladies, look at like positive women that are women of the scriptures. That's why I feel like our best examples are people in the scriptures to do what they've done. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what it's called. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like the word, if we want healthy relationship between men and women again, I feel like it has to start with the Word of God, man. And for the people who out there that say, well, I don't subscribe to the Word, then unfortunately, we want you to come and subscribe to the Word. Right. But if you don't, then you got to maybe start out simple morals and values. Like, what's the moral and values that will, it's kind of hard to do that without God, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just start with integrity. You know what I'm saying? What's your form of integrity or character? Does she have good character? Does he have good character? You know what I'm saying? But for people out there, I'm sorry, bro. But for people out there, I'm just saying that I think it's that masculinity and the femininity that God desires is in his word, if you read it.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll get Zara.
Yeah, like, just to kind of slide in and piggyback off what you were saying, like, there's this guy. He has a TikTok series. His name is Cypher.Jay. He talks about how, like, he speaks from the Black perspective. But he's saying, like, how, like, a lot of Black people are trying to approach relationships from the wrong perspective. So, like, we're trying to hold ourselves to, like, a white structure of trying to, like, appear in relationships, as opposed to, like, how, like, our grandparents and great-grandparents did, like they kind of as more of a partnership. And so, like, he was saying, like something he was saying, like, he really, like, he was talking, like, he says, like, things that are kind of principles in the scripture already, but he's saying that, like, how we approach relationships is wrong, and first place, instead of like trying to assign these roles to each other, like we're like just a partnership with each other, and like there's like shared labor, it's shared finances. Like, the way that we see and approach life should be a shared dynamic, not necessarily one that's split and separated. So.
All right, we got another reaction to get to. We still up. Marcus Wiley. He had this to say.
Sheesh.
I mean, don't worry about the church, man. Just worry about a good man. You know,
no, you single. I mean, don't worry about a church man. Just worry about a good man. You know what I'm saying? You might find a good man in Miami. You know, a good dude in Dallas. You know, a good guy in Georgia. I mean, you know, just get out the church part.
But see, now that's tricky because
right. Respect women, treat women right, hard working. You not lazy.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? At least a starting. That's a starting point. Becoming a believer ain't as hard, but it's not as hard as some of these things that we learned growing up. Becoming a believer is just one day you just, you know what? Wow. I believe.
I'm ready.
Walk right. to
ready.
The front. Right. Walk to
yeah.
the front.
Yeah. Nah.
You're right.
So you got a bunch of people who are believer, but terrible at treating women not with respect. Terrible. They lazy, don't want to work, but they believers. You see what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
Delay. All right.
Oh, they do have a delay.
So go ahead, y'all, on the conversation.
With your thoughts. I know. Go ahead.
I'm okay. Over it.
Say it once again. It's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's an absolutely no for me. Absolutely no. I'm sorry. When it comes to entertaining a man who is not a believer, is not submitted to the Lord, and beyond that, mature in the faith, because there's levels to this thing.
Indeed.
So you telling me I got to scale back all the way back? We not even in infancy. We before pre-infancy, pre-salvation. Okay. No, thank you. I'm good. Because morals are not enough for me. What's gonna happen? And when trials come,
that part,
will you be found standing on the rock? If you ain't got the rock, you ain't gonna be standing on it. So,
if you don't know who the rock is,
come on. So, no, I'm sorry. That's a nice sentiment if you're just being in your, you know, intellectual state of being and trying to think through things, but spiritually, emotionally, in real life, practically, like practical application, no, I don't. Not for me. For me in my house, you know.
Amen.
We gonna praise the Lord. So that's it.
We gonna serve the Lord. We gotta go back to what defines good,
yes.
And that's biblical. So why would you give me advice to be with a good man that does not serve the Lord when the Lord Himself is good? And if He ain't in you, maybe you ain't good. That's just literally what that is. Oh, whatever. But also, I agree with everything that's said. But I also want to add on the spiritual aspect of it. can't, one, we know you can't be unequal or whatever. Cool. But the enemy does not want family or whatever. He hates marriage. He hates believers, all that. You already under enough fire just being a believer waking up. The enemy will use anything he can to get to you. Sometimes he tries to use your children, but most often he will use your spouse. So that's another reason why we got to make sure these doors are closed before God's feet, you know, and stuff like that. Because if they're not even a believer, you put yourself under more hellfire, direct access, because your spouse is so close to you that they have the power to hurt you in ways that nobody else can. So you literally giving the enemy direct access to you and y'all. It's just not wise. It's not wise.
I was just going to say, I mean, character is great, integrity is great, but without the power of the Holy Spirit, like, you can only uphold that butt for so long in and of your own strength. Like, yeah. It really does take the power, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to reflect consistency in character and integrity. And it should be reflecting of the character of Christ. Amen. So that being the first thing. But then also, too, marriage be hard. So when you for real in the thick of it, like, I'm going to need somebody to pray me through. I mean, you cute and all, but can you, like move the heart of God on my behalf? I mean, like one of the greatest gifts that